This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I thought he did well. I thought he, you know, it's easy to go into Blender when you're seeing a bunch of this stuff and kind of scrambling and turning one, you know, less than favorable play into a, you know, a real storm. So I didn't see that. I thought he was able to process and we didn't execute all the time, but I didn't see any panic from him. I thought he was able to communicate and get the things that he wanted and then hit some plays because of it. You know, when we blocked him, we were able to make some plays. And then we'll just have to try to see what happens today and continue to go from there.
That was Mike Vrabel earlier today. Happy birthday, Mike. Ted, did you buy your former teammate something for his birthday?
Yeah, no, I didn't get anything for my 52nd. It's number day, number birthday,
yeah.
Right? So he's 50.
Yeah.
I turned 52 this year. Yeah, so no, I'm good. Mike, what is he? What can I give Mike that he would want for his birthday?
Super Bowl.
I'll see if I can.
I don't think
order
Ted
that
can do
on
that.
Amazon. Yeah, I don't think they have those on Amazon.
Well, what's it? You're a bottle of wine, beer? What kind? Like, what would he?
What's his poison of choice?
It's just, you know, yeah, light beer.
Yeah.
Miller Lite.
Mike was always had he had some hookups around the league, but especially in Pittsburgh where he
Pardon
used to
me?
Play. What's that?
You don't mean
hookups?
Just tell your story.
Can I finish my story before you start doing all that? Hookups with the alcohol after a game.
Oh, Iron right? City?
In Pittsburgh, and we always had a cooler full of cold brewskis after the game. We get on the bus because Vrabel paid the equipment guys for the Steelers a nice little amount of scroll that they hooked us up.
Nice.
So a cooler full of ICs and IC lights. Nice.
Yeah, man.
Love you know it. What, Teddy? Brewski with brewskis. Brewskis with brewski?
Yeah,
God.
What was the name of the joint you used to go to down Route 1 all the time?
You had the End Zone Motor Lodge, and then you had, what was the barbecue place that we
Yeah,
go
that's
to?
Yeah, that's the one that...
I forget the name of that that old barbecue
I
spot.
I heard that was a good time.
It was a lot of fun. The Halloween parties were, I think, the best. But, you know, post-game were always good times. Those were some of our funnest let-loose, let-your-hair-down kind of... times to get together. The best time to party and hang out with your teammates is after a win and you get home from a 1 o'clock game and with enough time to chill, have some food, drink, you know, a few beers and kind of go over the game a little bit. That's the best time to be with your teammates.
What about after a practice that may or may not have gone very well against another team out in Minnesota? Joint practice with the Vikings has wrapped up for the day. We need to review some of the earlier tweets and then some new ones. I'm reading from Mark Daniels' page right now on Twitter. This was one that caught my attention earlier. Through 12 pass plays, I have the Vikings with 3 sacks on Drake May, 2 allowed by Will Campbell, and the other might have been on Onwenu. Later on, Fitzy, we got a good and a bad tweet here.
Okay.
A little balance. Drake May just hit Kayshon Booty for a Hail Mary-type touchdown in the two-minute drill. Patriots offense looked rough before that. May was sacked, Moses beat, and then Campbell false-started. But hey, they scored on a Hail Mary. I'm not sure that's a high percentage play there. Then Mark Daniels recaps sort of the numbers. 10 of 15 for Drake May on practice day 2. 12 of 18 for Josh Dobbs, who also struggled yesterday, in case you were.
Big time. 2 pick sixes, I believe.
And to the point where somebody, I couldn't tell who it was, asked if Dobbs is definitively the backup or if he's competing with Woolridge, the third string.
Shoot,
and
Mike, I think he should be.
Mike kind of said that Dobbs is pretty much the backup there.
Veteran
Vikings
savvy.
Won the day. Patriots wide receivers weren't separating during 11-on-11s. They finished strong, though, with the Booty TD. This is what worries me. This is what worries me. That right there.
Go ahead.
So they scored on a Hail Mary. That's not sustainable. That's not how you win. Like, no. When you mix that in to what Jaden Daniels did last year and you steal one, but otherwise your offense is good and you're winning games in traditional sense, that's great. But it feels like the Hail Mary, the big play, the deep ball,
is what they have.
The wheel route that just breaks free for 60 yards.
Yeah,
Ted, coverage.
Ted, I know you said, you know, he's going to hit a guy on that this year. Travion Henderson is going to hit a middle linebacker. Like, the coverage, whatever.
Yeah.
But can he do it, like, I don't know, 10 of 15 weeks, 11 of 17? Like, it's not a way to live.
No.
Nor is a Hail Mary to Kayshon Booty. So that's the concern for me, is not that I said it to Curran. I think they can make plays, big plays. I think there might be some fun, like, whoa, moments. And then the other team scores and scores again, and you turn it over, and all of a sudden the whoa is forgotten, and you're down 21-7.
I'm reading. We could all play, like, basically Patriots beat guy roulette here. I'm following Doug Kyed. He says that he thought May played pretty well today, not helped out by offensive line or receivers.
Yeah, no.
Both groups having a bad day. It's one thing for Minnesota's pass rush to win the day because we talked about what a good pass rush it was. Minnesota does not have the most vaunted secondary. Good safety play. Very good safeties. But for the Pats to be dropping balls, and here, I know how much you love when I bring up one-on-ones. Guess who was 0 for 4 in one-on-ones today?
I don't know. Douglas. Steph Diggs was 0 for 4? Didn't catch a ball in one-on-ones?
4-0, it says.
That's like 0-8-0. I mean, 0-8. Like, I double that. Like, Steph Diggs, who's back, he just told us he's back. We listened to it. If you're back, I don't care who you're going against. Was Darrell Revis on the other side? Were you on Revis Island? Because I'm pretty sure he retired like a decade ago. So you weren't on Revis Island.
Oh, no, he won all 4. I apologize. Steph Diggs won all 4. My apologies.
Oh, I'll back that train up.
4-0. I was like, well, you can't be.
Yeah, not 0 for 4. I read it the wrong way. My apologies.
He
crushed it.
The wide receivers have the advantage in that. So if you go 0 for 4, that would be alarming. But 4-0, that's good.
Kyle Williams is sadly, he had a drop last week in the preseason game, another drop today. He did come in. Everyone talked about the vaunted release package, fastest receiver on the team. He's had a couple dropsies. Got a little early hands antsy going on down there with old Kyle.
Diggs has had some drops, too, and that happens. Like, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but they're searching for consistency in the passing game. That's clear. Will Campbell searching for consistency. Drake May searching for consistency. The wide receivers searching for consistency, and it doesn't seem like really any of them are finding it. I guess Drake May, if you want to take one silver, you want me to do the silver lining thing? I think Drake May has been better than everybody around him so far. I think he's the least of your problems. If you want to turn this in, flip it around and turn this into a silver lining. Am I worried about the receivers getting open and catching the ball? Yes, I am. Am I worried about Drake May being hit because Will Campbell and Wilson can't block up a TE stunner? Yes, I am.
Yeah, and Wilson might be losing his job, it sounds like.
Yeah, but to who?
Ben Brown.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to see that. Yeah,
I get it. I just think there was he's kind of cooled off a little bit is all I'm hearing and from the last couple days.
Yeah, so
Ben Brown is getting more starter reps than Jared Wilson is right now.
Yeah, Ben Brown, who arrived on like a Thursday and played pretty well last year.
In the 10 games he played in, he was pretty good. Yeah,
but I just have my concern. Like, I almost could have embraced.
He's been in the pros a lot longer than Jared Wilson has.
100%. But the one thing that I could embrace, Ted, with the young guys is what Curran tried to sell you on last week. Remember when he said two rookies and you said feast? And he said, well, but what if they start to get better? Like, you know what I mean? There's a positivity.
There's always a what if.
Negative one now? I was posing a positive there. Yes, Dan Ball.
I would like to double down on my stance from earlier this week that with the offensive line at this state, I don't know why they're not trying Jared Wilson at his natural position of center.
Correct.
Yes.
Which is what we've been begging for days, if not weeks,
this
program.
Which also, Bradbury and Brown versus that option, I don't get it.
Which also allows you, as I said,
harder position maybe?
In a way it is.
In Josh's system.
It's also the theory is like you can kind of protect him between two veterans,
you
maybe.
You can, usually.
So we can go rookie, veteran, rookie, stagger instead of lining up a wall of rookies to just put a kick me sign on for the other team.
Can he snap the shotgun snap?
Well, there's been issues with that.
Well, that's what I'm saying, you know.
Yep.
That's not good. If you can't snap the shotgun snap, I don't know if you want him as your center.
And I also would have questions, or maybe Josh would have questions. So Josh's offense puts a lot on the quarterback, but the quarterback and the center still have to be on the same page. And to have a quarterback who's trying to figure it out, and now a rookie center who's trying to figure
it's too
it
much.
Out.
It's too much.
That might be a
it's too much.
Too much bad.
Too much right now.
Yeah. So Fitzy, you got any positivity? We're seeking here. We're seeking a little.
Well, here's a nice
kicking
handshake.
Did they hit any field goals?
Yeah. Well, there's a really nice handshake between Mike Vrabel and Justin Jefferson.
Oh, so we got that going for us. The other team has a number one receiver. In fact, the other team has the number one receiver they got when they traded away Stephon Diggs. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, by all accounts, it seems like Drake May was good, not great today. The line stunk. Minnesota won on all the levels today.
Yeah, Pop Douglas I saw had a couple drops. Add him to that, which concerns me. And I know Edelman and others had drops, but in that volume position, I don't want to hear that. I was trying to count on you as the go-to guy. So that's my positive spin is Drake May is the least of your problems.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a positive or a negative, but he's the least of your problems now.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, I would rather them go to Minnesota and go up against a very good football team that's got a chaotic defense mm-hmm. that's going to confuse this offense and make them look bad at times than going against some crappy team and looking good. I want them to feel overwhelmed. I want them to be exhausted when they leave. I want them to come away with so much tape that they can learn from that they have no other choice than to get better. Like, they will be better from this experience, even though aesthetically it hasn't been fun to look at.
That's what I said earlier, but it resonates better when you hear it from the former football
player.
So how
will your guy handle it? Because I know one of the he's compared to Parcells a lot in style. They like to compare him as sort of a manipulator. And so does that mean he'll have to build his team back up? If they get whooped for a couple days, they'll have to be a little
back. And that's it. You want to see your team kind of go down and then see if they can build themselves back up. I mean, that process, a lot of people just individually can't do it. Can you team collectively do it? Do you have the leaders to do it? They will reveal themselves. And so then you start becoming more of a team by overcoming your struggles and obstacles that you experienced early in the season.
And they've certainly had some of those the last couple of days. They even had another fight that Mike Vrabel tried to get in to break up. Yep. I don't know if he actually got bloodied this time around. That would be a tough one on your birthday.
On your birthday?
You got to break up a fight. All of a sudden, you come out with a black eye or blood on your lip.
I feel like that'd be his perfect day.
He probably
actually, in
like
a lot
it.
Of ways, he'd be like, I got the best gift possible.
Hardo Vrabel.
Another
like
scrape.
You know what? That's what I'd give him for his birthday. Just a forearm shiver to the chest or like a two gap. He loves that. He would love that. One note that I read that I'm not happy with. The second week in a row, the opponent in the preseason game's quarterback will not be playing.
Yeah. I don't like that.
What the hell? This guy didn't play at all last year, and you're holding him out of these preseason games?
Yeah, I don't.
Because they're
it.
Nervous about that knee. They don't want him to get hurt again.
Yeah, but
he's got to play at some point.
And he could have got hurt today. He's out there against the Patriots today. Like, stuff happens.
Well,
remember that time Tom Brady got carted off because some Bucks guy, went to the ground and took out his knee, and it was, this big controversy in joint practices? Like, it can happen. Doesn't he have to play football? Like, he's never played before. Time for him to play football, and I would like to actually see Drake May step on the field with a Jaden Daniels or with a J.J. McCarthy, and more importantly, the defense get a chance to defend. So now the Patriots' defense is not going to defend Jefferson, is not going to defend J.J. McCarthy. Like,
So we're getting...
Well, this is a defense. It's, the backup is Sam Howell, who gave the Patriots defense from a couple years ago fits. So.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. 617-779-7937 if you want to react to what's going on the practice fields of Minnesota. Yesterday was an up-and-down day. Today seems like it was a down day. Seems like the defense got shredded and the offense got killed by the pass rush yet again. Up next, we got to talk about some audio. Chris Sims, Mike Florio, breaking down the Tom Brady statue and the discussion of what statue should be next. This is some really interesting statue audio that even Ted Johnson can embrace. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
That was Mike Florio. And I was listening to this. Well, no, it's definitely weird. And he definitely defined it because I was yelling in my car, Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan, who has a statue in the United Center in Chicago and owned Charlotte. I think he's since sold the team. I don't think he's actually the owner anymore. But, you know, he did own a team in the league. He was
still
the real
different.
Owner. Oh, it's definitely different.
They might have a statue. Did Jordan come back and, you know, for Michael Jordan night and
no,
come back
the
following
was a little
year
different.
For a statue and then come back the next year for something else? And
that statue's amazing. I forgot how good that one is.
The Jordan one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But is it weird? Everything Tom Brady's done for the last X number of years feels weird sometimes.
I mean, this whole kind of franchise has got some weirdness to it, man.
Right.
If we're being honest.
And even the speech. I know the speech got some people riled up when he's making fun of Jets fans. Well, as the owner of the Raiders, but also as the color commentator who'll be doing Jets games eventually, at some point they'll cross paths. Like, just his layers of pick a lane and skate. If you want to be an owner, just go be an owner. There was even blowback.
He wants to break barriers.
I saw there was even blowback from, is it Wayne Rooney, the soccer guy who was the coach?
Yeah.
He was ticked off.
I've been trying to get.
Yes. He was ticked off that Tom called him out and said his team was lazy, and he was lazy because he was kind of fat or whatever was going on there.
Tom's calling everybody out.
Yeah.
Scotty Scheffler's being called out.
Yeah, like,
Wayne Rooney's being called out.
Maybe just, I don't know.
He's got opinions on everything these days.
Call out an occasional quarterback on a broadcast. Do your actual job.
That would be nice.
Right.
That would be nice.
Your $37 million a year job. Maybe just criticize one person in that and don't worry about all the other criticisms you seem to be lobbying
about. Sign off on that one.
Because that is supposed to be one of his primary jobs, right? I would think Fox
to call
believes,
out and analyze others.
No, I'm just saying. I think Fox probably believes if I give you $37 million, like, this is
$370 million,
but I mean, per year.
Per year.
Like, this is one of your primary jobs. Like, you're going to focus on this and try to do this really well.
I would think so, yes.
I would hope. Especially since they have a new streaming service, like everybody else, and I saw them using Brady as, like, a face to try to sell the app or the streaming service, whatever. The next question, or the next piece of audio we have here. So this is Pro Football Talk Podcast, Chris Sims, Mike Florio.
I thought this was a really good discussion.
Discussing statues, and the next question they ask obviously involves, should another statue be in Foxborough?
Since we're going down this path, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Should there be a Bill Belichick statue on the other side of the stadium?
Of course. I mean, that's without a doubt, yes. I mean, none of that happens. Brady doesn't happen. Nothing happens up there without Bill Belichick. Right. I mean, again, I know Bill Brady was the man. He was better than he got credit for coming out of Michigan and all that. But yeah, I am a huge believer in that everything there goes back to Bill Belichick. And he made Brady into what he is, the leader, the player, all that. It was in there with him. But like we talk about all the time, sometimes you got to have somebody bring it out of you. Right. Michigan didn't see him to think he was that special. But so, yes, Belichick 100%. But I don't know when that's going to happen because, you know, him and Kraft seem to be going back at each other with passive aggressiveness here over the last few years.
Yeah, passive aggressiveness, some just flat out aggressiveness, I would say, between those two. So Ted, Chris Sims' reaction was, Belichick deserves a statue. Thoughts?
Yeah, I could see that. I could see him maybe deserving it, but it won't happen. It's not going to happen.
Not anytime soon.
I think Tom's more deserving of a statue than Bill, but that doesn't mean Bill's not deserving of recognition as well.
Right.
Still should have been the three of them. I think maybe
in one statue, you mean?
Just sort of like the cover of the alternate cover of the Dynasty book, just something remembering like the trio was so important to the success of the organization.
But doesn't that sort of diminish the honor you're bestowing on Brady?
Yes,
like, that's where I get back to that Deion thing. Deion thinks he belongs in a higher Hall of Fame than just the regular one. Tom Brady belongs on the highest rung of whatever the Patriots are going to honor you.
Should Phil Jackson be with Michael Jordan? And who was the general manager at the time or the owner of the...
Oh, Jerry. Oh, yeah, what's Jerry?
Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would be weird if I think all three of them were up there. Like, you can't.
Right. If you want to put, and I actually think in a weird way, now people would fight, this would be very controversial, but if you end up doing the three of them, let's just say you have future expansion in mind, that same spot, Brady should be in the middle and taller. I could see like a shorter Belichick and Kraft. So Brady's is 17 feet when you include the pedestal.
The base, yeah, the pedestal.
So there should be like 10 or 12 feet total.
You think they'd be okay with that?
Nope.
Nope. No way.
And that's where egos get involved. I would like to think they are, because Bill says on the record all the time, I've never made one tackle or thrown one pass or any of that.
So he's so humble.
So humble. You don't believe
him? He just oozes humility, doesn't he?
But no, he does not. He does not at all. Mm-hmm. But that, I think, would be appropriate, because Tom Brady should stand taller than the other two. I know Robert Kraft, technically, you're the owner and you paid both of them, but the reality is the game was won on the field.
RKK should get some credit, not even close to the credit that Tom gets. And I think Bill should get a lot of credit, but not even close to the credit that Tom gets. Tom's by far and away the main reason the championships came.
And I do think eventually, I think in my lifetime, although I am on the other side of halfway done, that there will be three statues there. I just don't know the order of operations.
Who gets it first, Kraft or Belichick? Kraft?
I would say Kraft, but I don't feel great about that one, because I think he is now sensitive and aware to, ever since the Hall of Fame stuff and pushing it too hard.
If he puts a statue of himself up,
it's a bad look.
Can you imagine what the Hall of Fame committee would think of that?
You can't do that. So in a weird way, it probably has to be posthumously that gets put up by Jonathan.
Yep.
And I don't know how much Jonathan loves Bill. In fact,
it ain't ever going to happen. There's not going to be a Bill Belichick statue. No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Doesn't that feel like wrong, though? If you're a Patriots fan and you go there and you look at Tom Brady and Robert Kraft, don't you say,
no,
feels like there's something missing here.
If it's Kraft and just Tom, that's weird. If it's just Tom, to me, that's fine.
So maybe that's the answer. Maybe just leave it as is. I'm okay with that.
Maybe just make his head bigger.
Well, I think that's done. That would be weird if they
just
like
in the middle of the night and put a new one on.
Just inflate it a little bit, like they used to do with the old helmets, where you put a needle in the back of it and just pump the thing up. And one more quick piece of audio here. Who is more important? Tom Brady, Bill Belichick.
I don't know what Brady would have been without Belichick. We saw one example of it, though, after 20 years in the NFL. You can't say Brady would have been a Super Bowl winning quarterback from the get-go just because he won a Super Bowl in his first year after he had been formed by the influences of Bill Belichick.
Yeah, right.
If he never encounters Belichick, is he a Super Bowl winning quarterback? I don't know. If Belichick never encounters Brady, is he a Super Bowl winning coach?
Fair.
I'm less confident about that than I am about Brady becoming a Super Bowl champion.
There we go, 10%.
Yeah, I don't usually get along with sort of the views of Mike Florio, but I think he nailed it. I think he nailed it. Just because Brady won at the end, that was after he had been coached by theoretically a good coach for a long time. So that doesn't mean he would have won immediately or early in his career with a different coach.
I disagree with that.
No, and you can, yeah.
Tom was the four-string quarterback his rookie year. How much face time was he having with the head coach? And then he comes in the few games into the second year, and he's like this madman at practice. I didn't see, Belichick working a lot with Tom Brady before he finally got his opportunity to play. I didn't. Mm-hmm. So to sit there and say he was molded by Belichick before he even started playing, I think is not true.
I do believe, though, if Tom Brady had never aligned with Bill Belichick, I don't think Bill would have ever had a Super Bowl ring.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In fact, he might have been fired and gone the way of just a forgotten NFL coach who had good defensive coordinator run with the Giants and Lawrence Taylor back in the day.
Well, there's your answer, man.
617-779-7937, reacting to the statue talk. It's Belichick, it's Brady. The question that just never goes away, especially here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, it is 5 o'clock. That means it's time for The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.